New Mexico Senate has agreed to take up a bill that would increase penalties for produced water spills by the oil and gas industry. Produced water is the flowback from fracking, known to contain dangerous chemicals and heavy metals toxic to humans. Sierra Club Rio Grande Chapter Director Camilla Feibelman says spills from produced water occur as frequently as 3 times a week and subsequently poison New Mexico's land, water, and air.
Currently, this waste really is out of control. We're seeing thousands of ponds and corroded steel tanks that store this waste.
If passed, the legislation also would ban oil and gas companies from using fresh water in most cases and require them to disclose the chemical composition of produced water from spills and any proposed use outside the oil field. Most of the state is experiencing severe drought conditions, and Feibelman says groundwater and surface water supplies from rivers, streams, and reservoirs need to be protected. Introduced by State Senator Antoinette Cedillo Lopez, a Democrat from Albuquerque, Senate Bill 86 is scheduled to be heard tomorrow by the Senate Conservation Committee. Feibelman says currently oil and gas companies are not required to take enough preventive measures to protect New Mexicans.
Right now, spills aren't illegal. You just have to report them and clean them up. But we think disincentivizing the spills will help improve the care they're taking with equipment and with training and potential human error.
Oil and gas leaders in New Mexico, where the industry accounts for nearly one-third of the state's general fund revenues, already are raising concerns over President Joe Biden's executive order last week that put a 60-day pause on new oil and gas leases on federal land. The next sale of leases in New Mexico is scheduled after the 2-month moratorium. For New Mexico News Connection, I'm Diane Bernard.